If you love her, give the Lord another great hand.
Amen, amen, amen. Let's do two things before we are seated. You have your Bibles?
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
You have pen and paper?
Yes.
Amen. Even better. Let's go to Gospel of John, chapter 14. We're going to start at the 15th verse. You have it? Say amen.
Amen.
Amen. We're going to start at the 15th verse. It says, and this is Jesus speaking, if you love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth it with you, and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to ye, to you, excuse me. Yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more. But ye see me, because I live. Because I live, ye shall live also. At that day, ye shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. Then we're going to skip down to verse 25. These things I have spoken unto you, being yet present with you. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for life, health, and strength. Now is the time that we are to take your word and we are to dissect, we are to take in all that you have us to learn today, and let us apply it to our lives. Thank you, not only for the physical food, but the spiritual food that you are giving us today. Use me, Heavenly Father, to encourage as I magnify your name. I give you all the honor, glory, and praise. We are nothing without you, Lord. In your precious Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
You may be seated. I will not be before you long today. It's football season. And that's my sport. Amen, amen. So, the message for the word, I heard that, Pastor. Our message today is this. Say what you mean and mean what you say. Say what you mean what you say. Amen?
Amen.
cliche holds a profound meaning to it. There's two meanings. Number one, say what you mean. That means don't beat around the bush. Don't be hinting around it. Don't mislead anybody into thinking you said something, you meant something else. Say what you mean. Amen? Mean what you say. You say it once, you say it twice, you say it three times. Don't waver. Mean what you say. Amen? So, who you are, whose you are. The knowledge that you ascertain, stand on it. Don't waver. Our people suffer from lack of knowledge. Yeah. So you have knowledge of who you are and whose you are. Say what you mean what you say. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Now, that's what Jesus did. Jesus said what he meant, and he meant what he said. During this time here, we are in his last leg. If you're a runner, you know you have an anchor. So this is his last leg he's running of this race. And he's meeting with the disciples. He's meeting with them. And he's telling him that the time has come, that I am getting ready to be offered up. But I don't want you to be afraid. If you read in the beginning of 14, it says, from the very first scripture, it says, let not your heart be troubled.
Right.
So what he's telling you is he was preparing the disciples for what he was getting ready to endure. He was preparing them. So, this is something important that he needed his disciples to know. He said what he meant, and he meant what he said. And his saying, starting at verse 15, it says, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. Now, love is just like faith. You cannot have one without the other. And love and faith has to be tied into obedience. So if you keep his commandments, you're being obedient. And what Jesus did, how he broke down the commandments, because of course you know there are more than 10 commandments, right? More than 10 commandments. Right. Well, in the Old Testament, there was so many commandments. They couldn't keep up with them. Because every week they had to come up with another one because something else was being done. Amen? Amen. So Jesus broke it down and made it simple. Said, out of all the commandments that you have heard under the law, I'm going to make it easy for you. Love your God. And you love Jesus Christ. Hey, Sister Heaven. It's Jesus. Love your God. And then love your neighbor. Yep. So if you love your God, you're going to also love Jesus Christ. And if you love your neighbor, you love yourself. Why? Because we're not going to do anything to anyone that we don't want done to us. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. In other words, treat people how you want to be treated. That's a commandment. And a phone ring. So, now, let's set the stage. Jesus Christ is talking to the disciples. And he is giving them their last instructions. After all that I have taught you, you have to do what I taught you. After all that I have shown you, you have to do what I've shown you. See, Jesus said what he meant, and he meant what he said. Now, we're going to get into that. So, understand something. Jesus has a purpose and a promise. His purpose was to come down here, fulfill scripture of the Old Testament. That was his purpose. His promise was to never leave us nor forsake us. For all of us that are in him.
Right.
His promise.
Amen.
His purpose and his promise. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Okay. So, in verse 15, it says, if you love me, keep my commandments. We know that love, like faith, cannot be separated from obedience. So if you love the Lord and you have faith that he's going to do what he's supposed to do, you still have to be obedient.
Right.
Obedience.
Right.
That's showing your love. That's having the faith.
Right.
Amen?
Yes.
Amen. And then when he says, I will pray the Father, he's going on your behalf. He's going to make a request.
Yeah.
Mind you, he was talking to the disciples back then, but guess what? Because we are born again believers, he's talking to us today.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. So he says that he was going to make a request to the Father for us on our behalf. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Now, he says, and I will pray, I'm sorry, and he shall give you another comforter. Now, in the book of John, they're the ones that introduce the Holy Ghost. And it starts right here. So, people back then were probably saw a lot of soothsayers and sorcery, black magic going on. So, Jesus had to break it down. He said that he was going to send you another comforter. He didn't say Holy Ghost right then and there. He said comforter means I'm going to send somebody in my place. I have an advocate for you.
Right.
I have someone that's going to step in, that's going to be in accessory for you, interceding for you on your behalf to me and my Father. This is what Jesus said. I am not, when he said, I'm not going to leave you nor forsake you, he meant it.
Right.
He said what he meant, and he meant what he said.
Yeah.
He's not going to do that. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Now, and then, also, we're still in 16. He says that he may abide with you forever. He's going to remain in you forever.
Amen. Yeah.
That means to the end of time.
Amen. Amen.
Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Abide, I cannot be separated. Inseparable. Unity.
Right.
Permanently. Forever. Forever is without end. Without end. Forever, ever. Ever, ever. Ever, ever. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, so now we go to 17, verse 17. He says, even the spirit of truth. Even the spirit of truth. And when he's talking about the spirit of truth, he is talking about all three. He's talking about God the Father, Jesus Christ the Son, and the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
We work in union. It's the Trinity that he's talking about.
Yeah.
Amen?
Yeah.
Amen. And that is the spirit of truth. You can take it to the bank. He's not going to wait. God's word does not come back void. Amen?
Right.
It is true.
Amen.
It is true. And that is what you have. Well, it's the same thing as, I'm sorry. I don't want to get ahead of myself. But he that dwelleth with you and shall be in you. So all three of them are living in you.
Right.
They are with you. They are in you. Dwelleth is the same thing as abiding. They're going to exist permanently inside you. Why? Because you were born again. You accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior.
Yeah.
So because you've done that, this is what you have going on with you. Not today, but also tomorrow. The evermore, without end. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Now, verse 18 says, I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. So he's talking about a couple of things. Comfortless means he won't leave you as an orphan. That's what comfortless means, orphans, without parents.
Yeah.
Okay? So he's not going to leave you like other people have left you. You know, a lot of times when someone leaves, they say you have, parents, when your children leave home, they say you have empty nest syndrome. I doubt that. I don't believe that. Because I think by the time they leave, it means it's time for them to go. They don't have no emptiness going on. It's time to go and get. Especially when you start saying, I'm grown. I can do what I want to do. I can go where I want to go. But see, Jesus says that he's not going to leave us as orphans.
Right.
You know, even in relationships, when someone has left you, be it demise of the relationship or demise of the individual. You know, when your husband or your wife pass away, the individual that's with you, you feel like an orphan. You feel like you've been left alone.
Yeah.
But Jesus says he's not going to leave you like that.
Right.
That's what he told the disciples. See, he's comforting them. He's giving them a taste of who the comforter is. He's telling them, I won't leave you as an orphan. I'm not going to leave you like everybody else do. Amen?
Amen.
And this is why, and this is what you have to hold on to, because he says, I will come to you. Now, he's talking about two things. Number one, he's talking about the resurrection. He's coming back. He has foreseen it. He knew it. And then he's talking about the second coming, when he's come back for that church. Right, Pastor?
Yeah.
Amen. He's coming back for that church without spot or blemish. And the church is in our heart. Amen?
Yeah.
There will be no denominations.
That's right.
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 Amen. Right.
It's just going to be a body of believers.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. And us all believing. There will be no more Baptist, Catholic, non-denomination, Episcopal, Apostle, and all of that other stuff. Won't be any of that. He's coming back for one body. Because why? We have one Christ.
Amen?
Amen. Amen. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Now, in verse 19, it says, yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more, but ye see me. So what he's talking about here is, now we're leading up to the crucifixion. So from the time that they took him down from the cross and put him in the tomb, the world saw him not. He was not seen. Why? Because he was buried in a borrowed tomb. He was crucified. So this is what he's talking about. Nobody is going to see me. That hour is coming. Preparation. He's trying to prepare them of what's getting ready to happen. He's trying to prepare them. He's letting them know.
Yeah.
I'm about to lead a scene. So when they're talking about the world, they're talking about all inhabitants of the world. Creatures, young, old, live, mammals, everybody. Amen?
Amen.
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 Amen. Now, and also, so once he disappears and he reappears, and I want you to write this down in your reference, because you need to go back to this. Acts chapter 10, 40, 41. Now, this speaks about God raising him from the dead. Okay? His resurrection. As I told you before, in verse 18, when he says he's going to come to them, he's talking about the resurrection. So, when God raised him from the dead, the whole world who had been rejecting him could not see him anymore.
Yeah.
He was done with that. Now I'm just going for the chosen. All right. I'm going for the chosen few. There's only a few that's going to be able to see me. As remember when he was walking down the cobblestone street. Only a few saw him. Yeah. In his glory. In his splendor. Amen. When he rose. Only a few saw him.
Yeah.
And that's the way God had it. But like I said, he was preparing his disciples. He said what he meant, and he meant what he said. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. So, because I live, ye shall live also.
Amen.
So because when he rise again, he has conquered death, hell, and the grave. He has all power in his hand, seated on the right hand of the throne of God, and he's making intercessories for all of us. Amen. So, because he lives, he didn't, you see, notice, he didn't say, because I lived past tense. He said, because I live future present tense. This is present. So because I live, you shall live. So that means your walk as a born again believer is present.
Right.
It's today.
Right.
It's not about what you did yesterday.
That's right.
It's today. Each day you wake up, new mercies we see. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
He gives you a chance to try it one more time.
Yeah.
Today. Not about yesterday.
Yeah.
Yesterday done and over. That's gone.
That's right.
Tomorrow we don't even know it's coming.
Right.
Man.
That's what Jesus was talking about when he said, don't worry about that other stuff.
That's right.
Cut it out. This is present time. So today we have a new charge today. We are going to live for Christ today. Amen. That's today. That is your charge today, is to live for him. Say what you mean what you say.
Yes.
For Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Amen. Verse 20. We talked about that. Because at that day, ye shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. As I just said, our daily walk today. At that time, he said, when he said, at that day, now he has risen, as I stated before. He's in his glory. He's done what he's fulfilled his purpose.
Yeah.
He's fulfilled his purpose. At that day, he's fulfilled his purpose. Now, he's working on his promise to you.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. So we go to 21. He says, he that hath my commandments, and these are your authoritative prescription. Remember I said back a while back, dispense as written? Okay, so your commandments are your authoritative prescription that God has prescribed to you.
Yeah.
Dispense as written. Okay, your commandments, these are what you are supposed to fulfill. Love God, love your neighbor. You covered everything. You covered heaven and you covered earth. Okay?
Amen.
Amen. So, all of the commandments that you have to listen to, or that's what you have to. You need something, Mother? Mother Harris is over here. Sean, take care of that. So we're going precept upon precept, line upon line. That's what he said. That's what he said right there. Amen. Amen. He said, keep my commandments. He that hath kept my commandments, keepeth them. He it is that loveth me. So if you're doing what you're supposed to do, you're showing the love that you have for Christ by doing exactly what he would have you to do. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Now, it says, and he that loveth me shall be loved by my Father. See, there is no separation. Just like there's no separation for love, faith, you can't separate love from obedience. You can't separate Jesus from the Father.
Amen.
It's no Jesus only. You can't separate. You can't separate Jesus from the Father. It's Father and then it's Jesus. There is one. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You cannot separate the Father from the Son. He says, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. Us. His manifestation is exhibited in the flesh because he sent you the comforter. That's the manifestation of him, of you seeing Christ, because the Comforter is with you now. Okay? That's the manifestation in exhibited in person.
Amen.
And then there's, and then he also manifests himself. He discloses himself to you in the Word. In the Word. So you have the Holy Ghost that's living inside of you, that's dwelling and abiding in you. And you have this word here, which you are to study. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. You cannot move forward. You cannot do what you're told to do if you are not studying. You have to be equipped, beloved. You have to be equipped.
Right.
Start off with the daily word. We are not, everybody's not Bible scholars. Everybody, there's different times. But start off with a word. Meditate on it day and night. Amen. Daily, 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 daily. Why? Because you're running the Christian race. You are running this race. And you need to run it with endurance and vigor.
Amen.
And you need to say what you mean and mean what you say. Don't let nobody waver you from who you are in Christ.
Yeah.
Especially if you know what he has done for you throughout your life.
Yeah.
You are a living testimony.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
So because you are a living testimony, then you stand up and be a witness. Tell it. Don't let nobody be, let you be ashamed of who you are in Christ. What does that look like? He done saved me today, but I don't want to tell you about him because I don't know how you gonna feel about that. I don't know. I don't want to lose you as a friendship, but at the same time, I know what the Lord has done for me. And see, that's another thing when I'm talking about. Say what you mean and mean what you say. If you are around anybody, and any and everybody that you are around, and you know that you were born again,
amen,
you know that you are saved by the mercy and grace of God, they are not supposed to change you back to where you used to be. You are supposed to change them.
Amen. Amen.
Don't let them come back in you. Now, you know, I remember when. We don't do that what we used to do no more.
Amen.
Okay? We do not think like we used to do anymore. We don't speak like we used to anymore. So don't go back and let somebody take you back to where you used to be. Especially when you see yourself moving forward in Christ.
Amen.
Don't let nobody take you back. I am born again. I am a work in progress. I am striving to be the best that I can. Well, don't go on and then do it. Don't let nobody take you back to where you're supposed to be, because all they're doing is sitting there waiting told you. I knew she wasn't going all that. She said she was. So, but understand something. That's not what Christ would have you to be. Don't be ashamed. He said, let not your heart be troubled.
Right.
So if you made the conscious decision that you are want to live in him, then stand on that. Don't be stirred. Nobody. And nothing. You don't have to be a word about what nobody say about you. Because guess what? They talked about Jesus Christ too.
Right.
Is that right, Mama? You tell me that all the time. Don't worry about what nobody say about you, because they talked about Jesus Christ.
Right.
And guess what? He still had a purpose.
Amen.
They dogged him. They lied on him. They talked about him, beat him, killed him, everything. But he still had a purpose. That means you still got a purpose.
Yeah.
Now, if your purpose is to encourage, encourage. Your purpose is to pray, pray. Your purpose is to uplift, uplift. Now, I don't believe that the Lord came down here. His purpose was to come down here and give his life for us and rise again for us to be rocking around here like we Debbie Downers or Donald Doubtful. We're not supposed to be doubting who we are in him. And we're not supposed to be down about it. That's a glorious thing. Do you know when you woke up this morning, you said, thank you. Thank you, Lord. I got another chance to get this right. I got another chance to encourage somebody. I got another chance to pray for somebody. I got another chance for the Lord to be shown throughout my life today. Not yesterday, today. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Amen, amen. So, we jump down to verse 25. Now, 23 to 24 is one of his disciples is talking to him and saying, you know, Lord, how you gonna be? You know, how the world not gonna see you? Well, the world don't see me because the world don't know me. And that goes back to 1 John chapter 3. Yeah. They're not going to be a part of you because they don't know the Lord and they don't know you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So, in 25, he's telling his disciples, he's saying, the things that I have spoken unto you, being yet present with you. He's saying, these things that I said them when I was with you.
Yeah.
But don't forget, I'm going to leave.
That's right.
I'm leaving. But I'm not going to leave you by yourself. Amen?
Yeah.
Because he said it here in verse 26. He said, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name. Jesus said, that's a representation of me.
Right.
Representation of me. He shall teach you all things. All things. And bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. So he's going to remind you of who you are and whose you are. Now here's the thing about the Comforter. The Comforter does quite a few things. The Comforter brings remembrance to our mind. Comforter is a teacher. Comforter is a convictor, and Comforter brings peace. Now, let me take you back to the beginning. In the beginning,
all right.
God said, let us, that was plural. It was Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. It was all three. In the beginning. Okay? So, then, when they made man, man decided that he wanted to do his thing, run his show his way. That's the old nature. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And then God sent other representatives of them, of the Trinity. He sent other representatives through judges, through the prophets, through the kings. He sent other representatives. Unfortunately, these representatives, they were born of man. So there was only so much they could do, considering that they sin like me and you. Amen?
Amen?
Amen. So they decided that they would send Christ. Now, understand something. In the Old Testament, when God was speaking, it was thundering and lightning, all that rumbling and stuff going on. They were scared, folks. Jesus come on the scene, and Jesus is a gentleman.
Amen.
Yes. He's a scholar.
Yes.
He's an intellect.
Yes.
So he comes in to the form of which we were made.
Yeah.
He comes in the form. He said, look, Father, send me. I'll go. Because all these others, they're flawed. They're flawed. I'll go. Let me show them exactly what you're talking about here.
Yeah.
Let me show them. And that's what he did.
Yeah.
And he did not, that was his purpose. And he never said a mumbling word.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
And then through his death, he sends, before he dies, he tells them, I got somebody else for you. We got your back.
Yeah.
I'm going to send you the Holy Ghost,
yeah,
the comforter and advocate. And what he's going to do now, Jesus is a gentleman, and he talked to you like this. But the Holy Ghost, Spirit.
Yeah.
Remember when you said you was doing something and someone came and said, and you did it anyway? And most people say, I should have followed my first mind.
Yeah.
Or some people go and they do something that they know they're not supposed to do. Now, understand something. The Holy Ghost is not your first mind or your second mind. The Holy Ghost is your right mind. What's decent and in order. What's ever true. What's ever noble. Those think on those things. That is. So that whisper that you have that's talking to you. His name makes you special. You are awesome. You are wonderful. In our image. Because we made you. In our image. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise for the Holy Ghost. So when he says that he's sending us one that's going to remember, bring it to our remembrance, this is crucial for us times for today, for the church. It's crucial for us.
Yeah.
It was crucial for Paul. It was. It was crucial for Paul. Now, give me a few minutes and I'm going to tie how Jesus and Paul, bam, how they tied it in at the end. Now, verse 27, it says, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you.
Yeah.
Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Total well-being. Ooh, interest of the Holy Ghost in fellowship with God. That's the peace that he gives us. His peace, although the world, see, he said, what did he say? Not as the world given. I didn't know the world gave peace. You know, the world always says, oh, you know, we're going to have world peace. How you going to have world peace when you don't have Christ in it? Help me understand that. You want to take Christ out of everything. Out of church, out of school, out of the, you know, the courthouse, you know, everything. They want to take Christ out of it. How do you expect to have peace? He said it is total peace. Total peace in him. In him. Not in us, but in him. Amen? Amen. Jesus' peace is real. It's not fake. It does not puff up. It's not in disguise. It don't have yourself looking like it's one thing and then take the covers off and it's something, whoo, something totally different done scared you. That's not, that's the peace that the world gives you. That claim profane thing. But the peace that Christ gives you, Jesus, that's real. And that's lasting. And that's why he says, that's why it is, he says what he means and means what he says. The love that he has for us is agapeo love. Wholehearted, unconditional. You can't do nothing wrong. That's how much he loves you. This is how much we are to love one another. Unconditional. Stop putting conditions on somebody. Listen, because God bless you with knowledge, understanding, and discernment, you really can't see people for who they are.
Amen.
Now, that does not mean that you are to put conditions on how you love them. But you don't have to, sometimes you just don't have to be bothered. And that's okay. That's okay. That does not take your love away. But you know, we got to preserve it. I got to have self-preservation first. Amen. Like the airline says, put your mask on first. Then you can help somebody else. Okay? Get in the word yourself. Help yourself first. Get to where you are confident and standing on the word, and there's no wavering, amen, then you can help somebody else.
Yeah.
Amen? Amen? And it's not just by our words, it's our actions, it's our nature, it's our character. That's how people loving on you, just by you being who you are in Christ. Amen?
Amen?
Amen. Now, and then he says, let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. That means don't be scared. Don't worry. Jesus, the Father, the Holy Ghost, they got you. They got you. I want you to write this scripture down. I want you to write these two scriptures down. Because I was like, wow, really? Two scriptures. John chapter 17, 1 through 5. Write those down, because I'm going to read it to you real quick. This is John chapter 17, 1 through 5. This right here, Jesus is praying for himself. These words spake Jesus and lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee. As thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. And this is life eternal, that they may not, I'm sorry, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus, whom thou hast sent. I have glorified thee on earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thy own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. I came down here and did what you had me to do, Lord. So now it's time for me to be offered up. I fought the good fight. I did my purpose. I did exactly what I said I was going to do. Remember, I was up there with you, Lord. This is what Jesus is saying to the Father. He's praying for himself. I was up there with you. I came down here. I've done everything. So bring me back to the glory of which I had once when I was up in heaven. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Now, the second scripture I want you to write down is 2 Timothy chapter 4. Starting with verse 6. And it says, and now this is Paul talking to Timothy. And this says, for I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jesus Christ set the model. He said what he meant, and he meant what he said. Paul right here, he said what he meant, and he meant what he said. You see how Jesus used Paul? The one that just came out that was persecuting everyone. This is his biggest one, his biggest show. Paul ran the race. That was his best show horse. Because he was killing us. And he said, I got something for you. That was his best show horse. Because Paul not only knew what it was like to go through and to endure and to be persecuted by your own countrymen and to be talked about and to be all, everything that Christ went through, Paul went through it too. He showed him. He said, you're going to do things greater. But if you look at the beginning of chapter 14, that's what he says. I come so you can do greater things.
Yeah.
And that's all he wants us to do, is to do greater things in him. Say what you mean and mean what you say. Stand on his word. Stand on his promise and believe it. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Everyone on your feet. To God be the glory. Amen.
Amen.
God is great. And greatly to be praised. God said it. Not only did he say it, he lived it, and he meant it. And guess what else he did? He did it. Not just for me. Not just for you. He did it for you, Marcel. He did. And he did it for you too, Tamia. He did. He did it for you, Mother Coleman. He did it for you, Pastor Rose. He did it for all of us. So, know that you are not in this by yourself, because you have the Holy Ghost. You have Jesus Christ and you have God the Father in you. In you. So the next time when you feel like you want someone, you allow someone to take you there to where you don't want to be, remember what he people suffer from lack of knowledge. It's time for us to stop suffering. It is time for us to stop suffering for lack of knowledge. You suffering for Christ every day. That's what he did. We are no better. It's not about you, it's about him. So don't take it personal. Because of who you are in Christ. Carry the torch. Do what you're supposed to do in him. That is what Paul said. I did everything I was supposed to do. And guess what? I know my crowns are up there waiting for me. And he said, it's not just for me, but for any and everybody. Yeah. So receive him. Receive the purpose and the promise. You are all so beautiful in Christ. And he loves each and every one of you. And don't let anybody tell you anything different. So as you walk out and as you walk on, you keep your head up,
yes,
knowing whose you are.
That's right.
Everyone take someone by the hand.
For I am the way, the truth,
and the life.
Yeah.
And I have prepared the way.
Yeah.
Even as I prepared the way, I proved the way. I tested the way, for I walked the way. I came from my Father to prepare the way for you.
Yeah.
As I love my Father and the instructions that he gave me, I prepared the way for you. So that now I prepared the way for you by leaving you the same instructions that my Father left me. Yeah. And if you love me like I love my Father,
yes,
then you have part with me.
Yes.
If you have my mind, let this mind be within you as it was also within me, that I considered not robbery to be equal with God, but I made of myself a servant. And I've created many more servants, even as one called Paul. He was my servant. Yeah, he fought against the bricks, but I showed him my light, and he received it. And he walked upright from that day forward. That's why he could say, I've run a good race. For I sent that comforter unto him to give him peace in spite of all that he had done. And he ran the race. Now I call you to it. I call you to the race. And I've given you the instructions on how to run it, and how to run it successfully. How to run it successfully is in my word, and I shall comfort you along the way. Even as those they talked about me, they're going to talk about you. As they put their hands to me, maybe they shall put their hands to you. But know that I am with thee, and I shall comfort thee, and I shall strengthen thee. Look ever to me, who is the author, who is the beginning, and who is the end in your faith. As you look to me, I shall run this race with you, but I shall be in you and instructing you along the way, saith the Lord.
Hallelujah! When tongues go forward and the interpretation is after the tongue, please know that it is the Holy Ghost.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pastor Rutherford to pray for us.
Father, we thank you for sending your way. Jesus, we thank you for coming. Lord God, and preparing the way. Holy Ghost. We thank you for coming and taking up the instruction from the Father to redeem us back unto the Father. Lord God, you walked the way. We thank you for showing us the way, showing us the truth, and showing us the life eternal. We thank you for when you went back unto the Father. You didn't leave us, but you sent back another. I called a comforter to teach you. Father, instructed to show and continue to show us the way. That you are still the truth and the life. All the way till the end of time. You are God. Our God, and when we see you, we'll be like you. We thank you, Lord God, for the instruction. We thank you for the way. We thank you for the shedding of your precious blood. Thank you for those nails, God, hands, and those feet. Thank you for the stripes you took upon your back and every line of thorns you wore on your knees. Thank you for the piercing in our side, Lord God. Thank you for dying and death that you went on that cross. And we too may be saved and set free. We give you all the praise and all of the honor and the glory. We thank you that your light is continuing to shine, Lord God, to and fro, Lord God, all over this earth that you created. We thank you, Lord God, for the retrieving of mankind that will hear you and come unto you, Lord God, as you call and you whisper unto them in that still small voice. God, we lift you up right now. We thank you because you are God and there is none else. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.